대회 줄상겨라 애는 알 차고 딱 쳐대 신조 뭐블디나 야고요 팀 야고메 삼자 소소 송김 챙겨리 삼고 그거 소소 야고지 삼제 삼겨라 이제 작다 몽숨데 말아서는 대회 줄에 쉬지 삼겨라 그 되게 동행이 주지요라 어디 되고 대원 대회 어디 있네 대회 줄이 좋다는 가서 야고요 말아 대원 대회 때문에 배랑이 더 왔다다 좀 동행 돌도 생에 동행이 랑은 버티고서라 동행 매고서 여기다 삼겨라 당신 기도네 작다 기도 소소 야고요 또 삼다거라 이나 뒤전에 뒤셔 손은 대부디 야가 용거요 말 동행 용거라 어디 있고 동행 돌도 생에 이제 동행이 랑은 버티고서 대원 대회 때문에 랑이 더 왔다다 좀 당신들 작단 제시는 야구 연구사 당신들 작단 제시는 두부 연구 뭐 야구 연구 이거 말해 어디서 이거나 그게 노래래
yes so then it's then we have this both these well we have a confusion where or ignorance where we have this conception of self we get attached to ourself and attached to our own happiness and we then become involved in an attachment for where you're thinking that that's the way to find some happiness for oneself, and then we see that anything that is harming our own interest then is being and we develop hostility towards that. We're trying to protect ourselves against anything that's going to bring harm to our own happiness, and then we think that by pursuing those two avenues then we're actually providing for our own happiness and avoiding our own suffering. But just like Shanti Deva said, everybody wants to be free of suffering, but then we're going right after what is the causes of our suffering, and then we're pursuing the causes of our suffering, and then or that which brings us suffering, and then we want happiness, but we're destroying our own happiness like it was our own enemy, because we have this confusion of the basis where we're going towards these two afflictions of attachment and hostility as a way of pursuing our happiness and avoiding our suffering. So then what is it that the like we were talking in the beginning there, what is it that acts counteracts this process that we're talking about in terms of the confusion and Attachment and hostility. How do we then go about counteracting those? Then it starts out with, instead of just thinking of yourself and harming others, then you do what you can to avoid harming others, and then instead of sort of dividing everybody into this partial group of those associated with where you're under the influence of hostility and attachment, where that sort of causes this bias of those that are associated with oneself and those that you feel hostile or not associated with yourself, and then you're trying to develop a kind of equanimity or impartiality through reducing to the best of your ability these attachment and hostility, and then finally, once you've developed through that, then the final way to develop a counteraction to that problem right from the beginning of the bias of attachment, bias of attachment and hostility, is then to switch where you're changing your whole perspective to not thinking of yourself as important, but thinking of others as important, that you're focused on others as being the most important.
Moya da sida sidap shiwa ye thabna sig do da lam de she du za ko zo da me ba to bas gura dang zin de shi je she na rang wa de shi wu shi ye ba sam ba de ge kyon kang ga yong ge ye za de ko nyam mo kang ga za wa yin de ti me ba so ya le ya na rang wa do ma chu ba rang wa ne ma chu ba se ba me to ba she ge ora ani de to le ya de me da wa sam ta ya dung ye wa sam ta ya kupe chakbo de shibu ji tu ta tu teng gen de sam ta na samli kyang gucha gyo ra ani ko meda wa sam ta na ti peng gyo ra da ga na she ne dung ye wa so su be nga je de kyang bo ne dung ye ji rang shin che sam ta na na ko chak da da chak ba che ya de tle do peng gyo ra o de yin de ko meda dung ye to da me se da lam kum du ja de su she gyo ra
so then when we're talking about the means to peace or the cultivation of the path, right? Then the path here is talking about referring to how to. Well, there's the four different ways Well, basically, first of all, you're thinking of selflessness. Okay, this the way of overcoming this thinking of oneself is so important and so being so self involved or your own self interest is to counteract that with understanding that the self, there is no self that has this kind of independent independent existence or inherent existence, and then also to cultivate the view of suffering, or that it brings about suffering. That when we think about the self, okay, then usually we have some kind of pride, right? But then contemplating suffering and the suffering nature of existence, then this brings that pride down. This is a way of counteracting that our self, our conception of self. And also, when you have that concept of self, then the self tends to sort of harden into a kind of permanent kind of, a static self. And so then, you contemplate impermanence then to overcome that, and so then in cultivating the path we have those four qualities of four attributes of suffering, selflessness, impermanence, and suffering, selflessness. I think, did I get them?
Dunga.
Suffering, selflessness, impermanence, and I think the emptiness. Sorry,
emptiness.
Yeah, the other one, emptiness. The fourth one.
Sibe tapsi de gyudirwa, kwe gyu. Sibe tap gyurwa, kunjung denpa dansi. Tunghe kunjung sage denpa de kares. Le da nyomu ba. Nyomu ba wangi sakbe le, ya nyomu da nyomu wangi sakbe le. Kela kunjung denpa asi. Shiwa ye tap, shiwa, tunghe gyudan cheba shiwa, le, shiwa de chebe tap kares na, tap panglam yala je so ki, lam den da sa pagbe lam ya la yes lam ji tem ba de res go ra te shin du shiva tarba nyangelen da ba thama shiva de gares ne shiva tarba nyangelen da ba shiva te shin du shiva tarba nyangelen da ba sung des nyangelen da ba se ko nyomo nyange de tungher ba tunghe gi ju de nyomo ro ba sa nyomo pang su na nyangelen da ba se nyomo pang su na ne tarba tong du yor do te shin du Shiva Tarvan Yangelen Deva Sundis. Tarvan Devan Namla Pagwe Dembashi Sundia. So Sanja Chum Dendega Tumegi Yuku Tume Karimba Tume Yukarimba Tume Dele Tarva Yeva Tarbe Yukarimba. Those change my love, but it's a song your is good.
So then, here if we look at the commentary on page 240, on in particular. If we read here the commentary on the first two verses, it says that Subhadra, the Buddha, taught about worldly existence in the form of the five contaminated and suffering aggregates. Okay, so that these five aggregates are suffering. And they're also contaminated. Contaminated means that they are created from, in particular, the afflictions. And so then, that's existence, right? And then means the truth of suffering. It talks about suffering. And then with true sources, then. That is the cause of cyclic existence, of worldly existence. And here, true sources means these afflictions and former karma and former actions. And then he taught about true paths, here the overcoming, in particular, what it is that overcomes the... these afflictions then are the means to peace, such as the Eightfold Path of the Exalted. Here, the means the noble Eightfold Path, and also about peace. Peace here is liberation from the afflictions and karma, but also Nirvana here means. Nirvana means to go beyond sorrow, is the way the Tibetans have it translated. Here, sorrow means suffering. So, and suffering is really the causes of suffering means the afflictions. So, overcoming the afflictions, when you completely eliminate the afflictions, then that's what it means to attain Nirvana. Then he taught the Four Noble Truths for those who seek liberation. It means these Four Noble Truths of the truth of suffering, the truth of the origins of suffering, the truth of the path, or the truth of the cessation of suffering, or in this order here, the path to the cessation of suffering, and then the truth of the cessation of suffering.
So then, although
we have those Four Noble Truths, then if you don't have the three qualities of the listener that we were describing, then you might think that the Buddha didn't teach those very well. So what people do not understand is seen as the subduer's fault. That's the next two lines of the verse.
Then
just to finish the verse here, we have the next two lines. The commentary in the next two lines starts with in the middle there, where it says, "But ordinary people who make no effort to hear, think, and meditate are unaware that they do not possess all the qualities of a suitable vessel." That they don't understand what they are, and they just haven't brought this into their consciousness. And they're not making the effort to study, reflect, and meditate in the proper way. So then, whatever they fail to understand correctly, they see as the subduer's fault. They don't have a correct understanding, but then they attribute it to the Buddha as not having correctly taught. So then they say, "Oh, he did not explain it in sufficient detail." Merely that does not mean the teacher is to blame. Okay, it doesn't mean that the Buddha has some fault. It's just like a blind person is inability to see is not the sun's fault. It's not what the sun did. It's the fault of the person in the person's own sight. So that brings us to the end of that verse. And anybody then have some questions? This is a good time to ask some questions.
Josh?
Yeah, yes, Fred.
Geshe-la talked about cyclic existence and the travelers in cyclic existence. I couldn't quite get the distinction, the between the two, because you know, cycle existence has to have travelers to be cycle existence. What's the I'm missing something in the distinction.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it's a little easier in the Tibetan. Maybe it's the translator's fault here, but it korwa dan korwa bo didi korwa pa korden korken
korken del
korken
kansa korwa sudu korsa del se
del korsa sana de sacha
korsa sudu dor ritu des ne me ne me pumbunga de ra
na
nyawa ne nyawa pumbunga ida ina ida pumbunga de ra
na na
kyawa sana de ra ida da ko chig jer kyawa ri chig na yo ra
na
o de ne korwa sudu ra pumbunga de ne korwa sudu ra
na
ne ta da nga zo pumb me pumbul kor de do na me pumbul kor ne me so bo de le kor na ya cha ya da chig thong ya da kar yu na ti na shi je de gu yo ra let a new moon be quarter chink cigarette. Quarter chimba. Quarter pumbunga tera. Did a bit chibas in the dinner then, eh? There were doing it of carrying a gun at nine so shadow. Chimbas and how good.
No, chimba.
Gone to see the music of Dam Shanga, the quarter, Latin Nashi. So would the Naya, the Chitaya, the Congregation Associated in Yakudo. So corotil cordeora, dinner court, and the me coral cordeora. Me pumbunga, the young bitching shayora. Then the necker and don't do the chicken, don't do the dances of Dogoro. The corsa de San Midipans and Rosa, you're a judging the chicken.
So it's just the korwa means the cyclic existence is the korapa is the one who's agent.
Me pumbu de korache.
So if you take a human existence, for instance, the humans. Five aggregates, okay, their aggregates are considered cyclic existence. That is samsara, okay? They're five aggregates. And then the person itself, who has those five aggregates, right, is the one who's, is the korwapa, means the, I was trying to use the words traveler, but I think it's better just to use the agent of cyclic existence or something like that. It's just like Geshe-la, the way he's saying it. Anyway, it's as a human being, you can have the cyclic existence of a human. You can have the cyclic existence of a hungry ghost. You can have the cyclic existence that's the being. I think maybe we have to use the word being in that case. You know, the being, his or herself. Okay, it's like you're in this body or this body and mind of a human being, and therefore you're experiencing things as a human would. You know, just the food and everything that you're experiencing, the feelings, the thoughts, and so forth are the cyclic existence, okay? That's the cyclic existence, a human cyclic existence, okay? The both the physical, you know, the body and the mind, however that is experienced, right? And that's called human cyclic existence, and the being is like held or bound into that cyclic existence, okay? By their former karma and afflictions, okay. So you're like tied into that cyclic existence by your, and so this is the being, you know. There's the being, and then there's the cyclic existence, okay. And instead of using the word person, maybe it's a little easier to think of the person. Well, you can think of also the person tied into this cyclic existence by their former karma and afflictions, okay? But I think that idea of just sort of being tied into it by that sort of gets how you're trapped into the cyclic existence of a human being by your former karma and afflictions.
Yeah,
So then, if you think of the person as the or the being, right? There's another way of Geshe would say, another way to look at it is just, you know, where you're the being is the one who's wandering through these different kinds of cyclic existences, whether it be in the body and mind of a human, the body and mind of a demigod, the body and mind, like all these, they're different worlds. You can think of them as worlds in the sense that they're fragile, constantly changing existence because existences because of karma and afflictions. There's this constant momentary change, right? And that's what it means by world. And you have this kind of fragile existence of, well, not a fragile existence, but this changing existence as a animal, as a hungry ghost, as a god, as a, you know, as a human, and all the six types of beings or six types of existences or whatever you want to say. I'm sorry to the person trying to transcribe this. Keep changing vocabulary. But anyway, then if you think of all those existences like the fingers on a hand, you're going from one to the next, and that's you're wandering through cyclic existence. The being goes from one cyclic existence to another. It's like going from one world, you go from the world of an animal to the world of a god, to the world of a human, to a world of a demigod, to a hungry ghost, a hell being. You're just, it's just like, you know, if we're going to New York City, then we travel, we go to the Metropolitan, and then down to, the subway station, and you're going from one different world to the next, right? And that's the idea of that there's all these six different types of these six worlds that you're traveling, So now we're in this cyclic existence of the human world, you know, and then in our next life we could be in an animal or a god realm or however, you know, the god's world, you know. It just that's another way of looking at cyclic existence, and maybe that's enough to how to think about it. And if is that enough then, Fred? Did you get the idea?
Yeah, that's real good. That was very good. Thank you.
Okay, yeah. Karen has a question here. Maybe, how do we do that? Oh, she gets this, right? You got it turned on? Maybe not.
No, it's not turned on.
It is on. It says on.
Yeah, just put it closer to your mouth.
Okay.
I think we have to put up the antenna.
Yeah, right. Okay.
No,
that just. Yeah, that. Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
One question about what you were just talking about, and then, if possible, I have another question. The person can be out of cyclic existence. Let's say you become you have the fortune, you become a Buddha. Then you're out of cyclic existence.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, there's two parts to this. We are in the human realm, but maybe I misunderstood, but I always used to think that in the human realm, we could also be in an animal realm. Are you saying that it's for this whole life we'll be in the human realm, and the talk of falling into the animal realm is something for the next life? It's not states of mind that could exist in this human realm, but the six realms?
Mm-hmm. That's sort of two-parted. It's got two parts to it. One, the Kansa, the young Kora Nangna Korgirua, the young Kora Le De Na Dene Kansa, the young Sangye Gopang Top Tupgi Duge, Sangye Chai Young Chagirua, the Kansa De Kansa.
Kora Len De Sonerua.
Koale
tarsona, then it touch on Basira. Nemon be tatted chum the taco domain Yangumarwa. Kichi Ram ever Kichi Chagumarwa. They could touch on Basira. Than the sung Jay Omarwa. Sung Jevalea, the Chilia, she's a tumjit duchy to Shang and Yurgura. That be shanty be charged with some solid loch challenge.
There's a difference. Yes, it's true. The person then can be the one that's attaining, getting out of cyclic existence. But being out of cyclic existence, attaining the state of out of cyclic existence, means that you're actually called an arhat. That the arhat is somebody who overcomes the afflictions. And is therefore beyond cyclic existence, doesn't have any more cyclic existence. But a Buddha, a different idea, then the Buddha has somebody who travels the path of the Mahayana and practices the developing the spirit of enlightenment and also comes to eliminate all faults and attain all good qualities and becomes omniscient, just basically come to know everything that is knowable, and so then that person is called a Buddha. That's slightly different. That means they're completely gotten rid of all knowing all is sort of the good quality, and then what the Buddha is abandoning has overcome any kind of ignorance, and not knowing, and has no confusion. The Buddha has no confusion.
Nemo pansona, tacho bari koale tarorawa. Mishi be mongba thangma pansona, ene sangyevarawa.
So then somebody who's overcome their afflictions then has attained liberation and is an arhat. Somebody who has completely eliminated confusion and ignorance, then that person is a Buddha.
Tekwa membe lamle tene tracho me yorba kwale tare yora. Sangye de tekwa chembe lamle shuni mado sangye yomara.
So then an arhat can attains that state of arhatship by following the path of the Hinayana, and the path of the Mahayana is the only way to reach to the state of a perfect Buddha.
Mm-hmm.
So then Koyang, that's a, I don't, it's hard to ask this next question about Kojena did, and that's a me like Kebarwa, me Yimba, Yinian, Tsum Tsum, Dundro Drabo Chayong Tugim and Duge, me Chane Dene Samlo Dang Dang De. Because Samson Dundro Drabo Chayong.
Oh, me shin is a gore, it's a dilla cigar.
Say dilla.
Oh, it's a dilla co. Me lulu tenzo co dundu sigmarva.
No, dundu.
Me lulu temberva.
Dun.
Dine co, some lutang meduge, kage machine get a sora mengus with the chasidua. Tim Dutch producer. Kage hamakung get in the chagua. To dundu sigmarva.
No.
Dundu me said, me lulu tenzo te, but who miss a rakadina.
I couldn't quite understand your last, the second question. It's sort of like, if once you're a human, you're always a human. You're not going to be having some kind of experience of being an animal. It's possible as a human to, you know, be very, you know, lose, you know, all your faculties, right, and be in a very, you know, difficult situation. But that's still a human existence. You know, you're as long as you have a human five aggregates, there's no being in any, you know, other capacity as some other kind of type of being, right?
Then I misunderstood. I thought they were states of mind for this life, but okay, that's clarified.
Oh, I think, yeah, some people say like that, right?
I think I've heard that.
Yeah.
I just wanted
to know. The me kache the dundra down hlad and denser the mitse dila young. Because indeed, when it on the yomarwa, because dundra gewa yomare, then they lie gewa yomare, did me. Me samla dang dang korla gundun kersa sangye shegi ore den de shetsu chi yore me she that I don't know how that works, you know. Once you're a human, you're a human.
I thought it was, you could sort of use it loosely, you know. It's like when you're suffering a lot, it's like in the lower realm or something. You know, I think that was the sort of
Happy maybe like an example, right? A bay, right? Maybe bay nangshin shegi or yobidra. Me bay dungal shukchambo nyongi in the nyawa nangshin.
Oh, dungendo, what is it? Don't you nash it is called nyawa mihule nyangsi medra tangchi jirwa.
No, no.
Nyawa sigimarwa tatil.
No, no.
Mirwa.
No, no. But it's not actually human life, it's not actually a hell being's life or animal being's life. You're still, once you have a human life of, with you know, the five aggregates of a human, you're always a human, you know. You're not something, you're not an animal or a god or a hungry ghost or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for clarifying that. Can you hear? Yes.
Yeah.
The other question, I'm not sure if you have time for it, but just briefly, the difference between selflessness and emptiness.
Duduchi sunna de domba ni dan da meba ki keba kari yore.
More de da meba sudi ta kuchi da umabandam shi ne ko tati nyota shi amo shi re. Da meba sudi chi da nangba kanga se shi ora. Tele ko rangya tu be ta meba shi ora. khumbu ngabu de songa la ma de bishya khansa chi los mu zi chi juyo marwa. Mara zo yine sobo sem tsora kasha ne khansa chi los rangya tuba. Kona kona yeba chichi sanku ya la. Tila khansa rangya tuba. Khansa rangya tuba si ura. Khansa kona khumbu la ma de rangwa tuba si ura. Tila khansa la tangne isi. Chidan nangba kamba.
Then in general, all different Buddhist tenets, all Buddhists believe in a selflessness. They're really talking about a in the sense of the lack of a personal self. You're talking about self of persons, where that self is conceived as being somehow self-instituting or self-sufficient, sort of able to set itself up, and we have this kind of misconception of ourselves as being, you know, some kind of something that exists separate from the body and mind, you know, sort of self-instituting, you know. So all Buddhists sort of have that idea.
Kansa dhamme madhu tongpa nyesya meshe geyora. Ta uma dharje si chashag niya, kansa dhamme tanda ti chirwa. Ti memba yang ku tongpa nyesya tu chyo tamje li chagra. Chyo tamje, kurang geyiva, rangwi ne yiva sikdwa. Ngara zu chyo kangal tashu yidu wangade, yidu me wangda ngombu sebu kaumab kalu tana ya, ku kurang tsu yiva rish tongkri. Rangwi ne yiva sikwa rila. Shendaji Mambu Tesin Dendin as a part of the Sunday Mare. Kokoragin, Tayimba, Yituaimba, Yitumaimba. Conservation, Nangarangi, you some sober pasha, same pasha, so pasha, Nangarangi, you search. Tumber Mazganga. Dio Mare, Mobukanga, Shen, the Tesin Dendin, and so so look at your mother. Dio Mare, the little Tumje, Tongban Yisigora. Ranshinji Mavarangu in the Mavas.
So then, if we look at emptiness, it's from the viewpoint of the middle way school, then we're talking about that there's no, that all, everything that exists has no self-existence, or that nothing exists from its own side, whether it's an attractive thing or an unattractive thing or our own selves. We think of them as somehow, coming from their own side, okay? That these objects or ourself, in the case of ourself, it's sort of like we think that we're just, exist here. This is me, separate from the body and mind. We're just, here I am, that kind of a feeling about the self or about objects, that they're out there, they're somehow separate. We never, and they have their own existence, and they, they look beautiful or they look unattractive or however, that they're somehow existing out there on their own, when in fact they're just dependent arisings and various things of coming together, and we're designating them or imputing them from our own side. They seem to have an existence from their own side, but in fact they're a dependent arising of us imputing them from our side, and so then. Things lacking that kind of existence of existing in their own right or from their own side, that is emptiness. That's considered emptiness.
Thank you.
Yeah. Maybe time is finished here, so we'll dedicate. I dedicate all this virtue to emulate the knowledge of the hero Manjushri, and likewise Samantabhadra as well, with whatever dedication is praised as supreme by all the conquerors who traverse the three times, I also dedicate all my roots of virtue for the sake of auspicious deeds. You're welcome.
Oh yeah, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Oh yeah, thank you. Oh,
yeah. Everybody gets to say thank you. That's right. They all sort of show up.
Ah.
When you speak up, then your picture becomes bigger.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Will you or anyone in the class be going to the color chakra?
What's that?
Will you, Diana, or anyone else in the class be going to the color chakra?
Yeah, we're going. We're all going. The three of us, anyway. Four of us are going.
Yeah,
okay. Natalie will be coming a little later, only after next Sunday.
Okay.
What's that? Geshe Yeshe Tapke will be down there, yeah.